Welcome to Poetry Moment. I'm Tim Hunt. Gayla Mensch and her husband, Chris, were special friends of mine. Gayla died much too young at home in Harrison, Idaho, in early August of 2019. She left behind a heritage of 40 years of extraordinary teaching, art, community service, and poems. The following from her book, Siren Song, is entitled Keeper of the Trees and is dedicated to her father-in-law, Grandpa Mensch, for many years a respected pharmacist in Des Plaines, Illinois, outside Chicago. For ages he is lost, deaf to yelling and dinner bells, wandering the labyrinth he's hacked through the wild roses. He roams his wild woods, smiling as he sways underneath the canopy, his face flickering light. After years of measuring tinctures weighed on silver scales to cure fevers or the croup, he touches the grafts to feel for swelling, each tied with a metal tag, age, number, and name. Some days, in a river of words, pausing at each, he tells how they've grown. This one stunted by blight, this broken by snow. Vanishing into a thicket, he thrashes deep into the undergrowth, muttering he must have planted it here, and calls out, number 33, 2 years old of the hickory. In the open, his bad arm hangs crooked as if nudging aside low branches. As if to the drone of bees, the wind would take his arm to dance under the cottonwoods where birds glide and whistle. His is the last light out in the amber of the kitchen. Long after the moon floats the woods, he hunches pages veined with branches, clutters of names and dates and places. A single phrase is a lifetime, a drummer boy lost to the Civil War, that one dead to a breech berth. Every child in marriage branches in the spring, every death a frozen limb. Years from now, if you come visiting, don't bother with the boneyard. He's here planting saplings under starlight, wandering the moonlit glades, a shadow along the paths, who tends the darkness, the caretaker of quiet, the keeper of the bees. This has been Keeper of the Trees, a poem by Idaho poet Gayla Mensch, read by Tim Hunt, the fourth in our 5-part series of 20th century American poets writing about nature.